Whenever you come to a synagogue, a shul, for services, there's always a concern about a minyan. Do we have 10 Jewish men who are participating? Why is it in the first place? Why do we need a minyan? Why is minyan specifically 10 people? And why does it have to be specifically men? And why does it have to be specifically Jewish men? And why can't it be children? So today we will try to answer all of these questions. First of all, among our prayers, there are prayers which are considered to be private, and then there are prayers which are considered to be public. A private prayer is something which is between me and God, and it's my personal conversation with Him. But then there are public prayers, and we are told that we have to conduct both private prayers and public prayers. And the question is, what is a public prayer? We know that whenever people turn to God as a community, a group of people, these prayers, these requests are much more potent. They are much stronger. So this is why there are specific prayers that you can recite only if you are turning to God as a group, as a community. But the question is, what is a community? How many people constitutes a community? Is it 2 people, 3 people, 100 people, 1,000 people? So, for answer to this question, we need to turn to the Torah itself. The Torah has many different references to a community, and the smallest number of people which are referred to as a community is found in the story of Meraglim, the spies that went to check out the land of Israel. There was 12 of them total. 12 people went to see if land of Israel is good or not. Or I should say, 12 people went to see how to conquer the land of Israel. And 2 of them came back saying that we can conquer it and this is how we can do it. And the remaining 10 said, no, this is a terrible plan. We will never be able to conquer this land, and it's not even worth conquering it. So there were 10 people who were saying we should not go to Israel. And God got upset. And as you know the story, this is why the Jews were left to travel through the desert of Sinai for 40 years. For 40 years, they were traveling through that desert in response to these 10 people calling upon the entire Jewish nation and making them come to God and say that we don't want to go to Israel and we want to stay in this desert and we want to go back to Egypt. Now, God got upset at these 10 people, and God tells Moshe that this community, this group, is angering him. So this is the smallest number of people which is ever referenced in the Torah as a community. There were 10 of them. So this is how we know that a community and a communal prayer is 10 people. But then I'll tell you something else. As we see, this is not a very flattering story. The 10 people who are described in this passage and referred to as a community are doing something very bad. They are going against God. So what this teaches us? That it has to be 10 people, and it doesn't matter if they are righteous or not. Even if they are doing bad things, but 10 people are 10 people. Now, we have to ask a question. Why does it have to be Jewish people? Why does it have to be specifically men? And why does it have to be specifically adults? So here we need to delve into deeper understanding of the Jewish law. And this is it. Here is a very important part of the Jewish law. If I am helping someone to fulfill a mitzvah, if I am being a vehicle, a tool through which someone else does a mitzvah, I have to be obligated in this mitzvah as well. Which means that if I am, let's say, now Rosh Hashanah is coming up, and I want to blow shofar for someone who did not hear shofar yet. Do I have a mitzvah to blow shofar? 100%. So I can be a vehicle through which someone else will hear this shofar. But now, what happens if I already heard shofar for today? So I don't have this mitzvah. I'm not obligated to hear shofar anymore. I already heard shofar. Can I blow shofar for someone else? The answer is no. Because I have to be obligated in the mitzvah in order to help someone else do this mitzvah. Minyan is counted different ways in different situations. For example, we are obligated, this is a sad example, we are obligated to give up our lives for God if this need is presented to us. If somebody is trying to take us away from Judaism, to deny our religion, and they're threatening to kill us if we don't do it, we are obligated to give up our lives not to betray our religion. Now, believe it or not, because it's a mitzvah, you make a bracha on this if it is done in public. In public means if there are 10 people who are in front of you, and you are told that if you will not bow to an idol, you'll be killed. What a person should do in this situation, he's supposed to say a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thank you God for commanding us to give up our lives and sanctify God's name, and then this person is getting killed. Now, it's a sad example, why am I bringing it? Because here we also speak about is being done in front of a community, which is 10 people. Now, does it have to be 10 men? No, it could be 10 women also. Why? Because women are also obligated in this mitzvah. Since women are also obligated in this mitzvah, that's why they are counted as a minyan. But in a shul, we know in a synagogue services, men are obligated to conduct those services. Women are not obligated. The mitzvah, the commandment of formal prayer is only on a man. So if women are not obligated to fulfill this mitzvah, they are not counted as a part of a minyan because they cannot be a vehicle through which others fulfill this mitzvah. This is why it's supposed to be only Jews, because only Jews are obligated to pray. This is why it's supposed to be only men, because only men are obligated to conduct a formal prayer. And this is why it's supposed to be only adults, because children are not obligated in formal prayer.